Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances, and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and guitarist Rokia Traore blends the sounds and rhythms of her native Mali with the American and European pop and rock that she grew up on. Her globe-trotting career has included collaborations with Damon Albarn of the Britpop group Blur, with the Kronos Quartet, and with the American novelist Toni Morrison, among many others. Her latest album is called Beautiful Africa. On the Nonesuch label, Rokia is here in our studio to play some songs for us, beginning with one called CK. It's Rokia Traore, live on Soundcheck.
Siginyo kwanjugu manawili, okone horo nyamuna mbio wawa Bali majugu manawili, kufali tebarae mune mbawa Nidunkana ndowaya, kananjuwaya, nimijuwaya wakananjuwaya Nimogo bebara minke uke kanyadene biwawa Jurudiri makasa masama ndainda inka munebo Nebiwawa, sunitelela nebiwawa Nebi wawa, nebi wawa, nebi wawa, kawawa de kawawa. Masima, mafinkila, muna bejigena, nama jigila, ntijuwea, dagansa te jombe nisira. Jombe nisira. Mawili nima kanane juguya ne mawili nima kanane misenya mawili nima kanakele yana kanakele yana ntasoma Kana yelemfe kono juguka Ntasoma Kana yelemfe ngane ya juguka Ntasoma Kana yelemfe nitemfe Ninjugu manyi Ninjugu manyi Wawa, jirudiri makasa masama ndainda inka munebo Nebi wawa, sunitelela nebi wawa Nebi wawa, koroni telebiwa nebi wawa Nebi wawa, kawawa de kawawa
That is Rokia Traore, live on Soundcheck, with a song called CK, which comes from your latest record, Beautiful Africa.
Yes.
Rokia, very nice to see you again.
Thank you.
So this song, it's sung in Bambara.
It's in Bambara, yes.
That's your native language. Is this autobiographical?
Yes, it kind of. It's to me, it's a funny song. I would probably not sing at my beginnings, 18 years ago, when I started, and I wasn't supposed to be a musician, not because of traditional reasons, I'm not a Griot, mm-hmm. but because of very modern reasons. My parents was civil servants, and as anywhere in the world, when you are in a professional area, it goes with a specific way of thinking and seeing life, and you don't expect your children to make other choices.
Mm.
So for my dad, who introduced me to music, he was a great music fan, and he used to be a musician himself, but he did it that as a leisure time activity.
Right, as a hobby.
Yes, he wanted me to do the same. So when I decided to stop my studies and become a professional musician, it was very hard for him and my mother to accept. And also in the area I grew up in, it wasn't common and very bizarre to people, this choice, and I was criticized everywhere.
Hmm.
And I was so glad that I had this opportunity to make an album, that I didn't think of that. And all these difficulties just taught me even more in life and how to keep going on. And then 18 years later, it was a kind of funny for me to think of all these things due to the fact I wasn't from this professional area, due to the fact I was a woman in a male area, because
yep.
singing, songwriting is, most of the artistic directors and songwriters are men.
Right.
So for different reasons, it wasn't easy every day, but even more interesting because of that. And I wanted to sing it and sing
yeah.
how glad and serene I am with what became my profession 18 years later.
So first of all, you're not from a family of griots, the traditional storytellers and musicians. Your dad was a diplomat, right?
Yeah.
So did that mean that you traveled widely? Did you go to many countries as a kid?
Yes, I started traveling. I was 2 years, and the first work of my father as a diplomat was in Brussels, where I spent years during my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then he continued traveling. Sometimes I've been with him and all the family with him. Sometimes we stayed in different countries because of schooling reasons. For example, in Saudi Arabia, everybody couldn't stay there. And yes, it was. I think I'm lucky because I like traveling.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I started traveling very early that I like traveling, or it was because I like it that I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyhow,
well, and here you are in a business where traveling is very
yes,
much.
Yes, and that's great.
Part
and
of what
and
you do.
Also, I like my work for that.
Yeah. So growing up in all these different countries, then. It seems like maybe the traditional music of Mali was just one of many different things that you would have been absorbing as a kid.
Yeah, because my father was a big music fan, and traveling just gave him the opportunity to buy more vinyls and...
Vinyl, yeah.
Yes, and...
like what?
Oh, everything. I mean, classical jazz... blues. He was more classical jazz and blues, and
mm-hmm.
African music, of course, Fela Kuti, Sorikanja Kuyate, Fanta Dama Number 2, Tabule Rochereau. So these artists are from Nigeria, Guinea-Conakry,
Congo,
Mali,
yeah.
Congo, mm-hmm. and classical, European classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, all these American classical jazz and blues and rhythm blues, and French songs, like chanson Française,
right,
and everything. I'm so lucky because I could listen to everything when I was a child. And
well, then your dad must have been. Is he still with us? Is he still alive?
Yes, he's
so
still alive.
He must have been so happy when you started doing the 250th anniversary of Mozart piece and working with the Kronos String Quartet. You know, here you are making inroads into those worlds that he loved.
He's a real Bambara man, very proud. And he doesn't like to show me that he follows everything. And I think he's proud, but really in a very discreet way.
Very discreet, okay. Yeah.
And yes, in our culture, it's not a good thing to tell about yourself and be too proud of yourself. And so being proud of your child is like being proud of yourself.
I see.
So we have this, yes, but I know, and he knows that I know that.
All right, as long as you know that he knows that you know. Wait a minute. Now I'm lost. Rokia Traore is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. Her latest album, Beautiful Africa, is out on the Nonesuch label. And this next song, Sarama, is also on the record. You want to perform it for us?
Yes.
So dambe mane muso kembe bamako mbaka kene muso ni gibur muso ni mini dona bamako ale nyala tema sinni sogoya ale yele nyinte masinyala goya Sarabaula nebe foli bela musoye a musoya akuma foba kachande imaye musoya awaleke ba mancha chama na nyafuruso muso chama na dinyafuruso muso dema na nyawolo ba muso Demana tinya wolo ba muso Kobana bau, fama bau ni naloma uni Banabato wolo bagani uladumbaga Oh, Farafina muso, I miss your smile Every day they face their destiny Shirtless, barefoot, under the sun, women in Africa are strong. Oh, Farafina Muso, I miss your smile. I wanna hear your laughter. I admire the courage you face your destiny with. Oh, Farafina Muso, I miss your smile. I wanna hear your laughter. My inspiration is drawn from you. Oh, Farafina Muso, I miss your smile. Anything good I can do, anything good I can do, I want it to be a tribute to you, to you, to you. Mali Muso Tamacho Kanyi Farafina Muso Sarabaula Mali Muso Tamacho Kanyi
fina muso sarabola.
That is called Sarama, a song from my guest Rokia Traore, live here on Soundcheck, singing and playing the electric guitar. Her most recent album is called Beautiful Africa. You'll find a version of that song on it. I have to say, that is a beautiful guitar you're playing today. The kind of the wooden body, you know, it's electric guitar, but it seems
it
to
is,
be,
yeah.
Is that like a custom-made instrument for you?
Yeah, it's a lug. It's a, how do you call that in English? I think it's an endorsement.
An endorsement.
It's a guy who is absolutely, he likes his work and he likes making guitars.
So it's like a boutique guitar maker.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking instrument. And it sounds great too,
and
of course.
It's a lug.
It's a lug. Okay. Mali has been, for many years, for world music fans, a kind of Disneyland. There's just so much great music coming from that country. But in the last couple of years, it's been a very troubled nation as well. Where are you living? Do you still live in Mali?
I do, and I've never left, actually. Because 6 years ago, I've decided to establish my home there. For years, I've been traveling for my work and living in different countries in Europe, mainly in France, for business reasons. And then I felt the need to do something in Mali for myself, to be more surrounded by this music and have collaborations with musicians and just, yes, make things happening and be part of the dynamic of Malian show business. And I moved back there 6 years ago. Then a couple of years later, even before I finished doing what I'm doing as business, I have a foundation, we're building a concert place, and we started with great projects with Peter Sellers and Toni Morrison, who are people supporting us. And then this crisis started. And yes, I think it was difficult to imagine such a thing in Mali, not just for people living abroad, but also for us living inside the country. I knew the social political situation was a very complicated one, but I couldn't imagine us coming back to a coup d'etat after 20 years of democracy. Of course, politicians are who they are, not just in Mali, but everywhere. But the thing is, what I've understood from this crisis is that we definitely need to have electors self-confident enough to not to have violence as the only way to express themselves.
Right.
And we have to trust in ourselves and our ability to make changes in a different way, not in a violent way every time. It was surprising also because there is all this majority of the population which is in a very difficult situation, and like they are screaming and there's nobody hearing them. So then the last way you have to do things is to destroy everything, because whatever you destroy, it's already destroyed for you.
For you,
so
yeah.
You have nothing to care about. And so in general in Africa, it's like that. That's a pity. And as an African, I knew the situation is complicated in my continent in general, and I'm concerned about my role and my responsibility as an African, not because I'm important, not because I'm going to do some more than all Africans, but because I have my small contribution to bring there. That's why, despite the fact I could live where I want,
I decided to
go back there. So I'm still there.
Okay.
And it's not such an easy situation, but life is possible. Mm-hmm. And yes, this is your homeland is your home. And for now, I don't feel the need to leave. I think Mali needs Malians who are able to trust in the country and bring their contribution.
Well, and it is part of the cultural heritage of Mali, the great musicians and singers like yourself, you know? And so
I think most of us stayed. No, I don't think, I don't know any singer or Malian artist, I mean, in theater and arts in general, who left. Everybody is still there.
Rokia, this has been great having you here in this kind of intimate setting, solo, here on Soundcheck today. Thank you so much for playing for us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a song you could play us out with?
Warabana la farinya, oye la marala to de fe. Sabajugo mambe wula jankono, ofenena maraba. Moke la nya wanyama, jumbe ni dianyeva. Waitinya la nya wanyama, ambena maraba. Kamunke, dianyamonka mundima. Ah, kamundi, dianyamonka munkiye. Burin sanu do bene bolo baba bodima Ame wokala bolo ganegeye ibodo nebiye Wari mogo mimbi bolo la odumobili de la Obedi deno mamama kumama nibama kogongo mankanka munke Dianya monka mundima ofo Kamundi na dianya monka munkiye ye Dianya mana waranya doma Mwaye kela jule dimfa kamunke Kone ya jonye Nedehe walofa nyuma la jondi Ene ya jonye Nele walofa nyuma la jondi Aha one ya jonye Neye mwolo denin la jondi ala Ene jonye, nele furuke nyuma la jondi Ovena deye nela jondi Sige nyuma la jonye ndi Kobali manyuma, wala hiteri manyuma la jondi ndi Iye, Kamunke, ndia nyamonka mundima ufo Kamundi, nyamonka munkiye Dianya mana waranya doma Mwaye kela jule dimfa Kamunke Ya wina imaye Idu sudaye nisodia
The song is called Kamunke, and you will find a full band version of that song on Rokia Traore's latest album called Beautiful Africa. That was a live solo performance. Rokia Traore playing the guitar and singing for us on Soundcheck. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org. Kia, kia, kia.